We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
A sustainable energy company appears to be considering plans to create an energy storage facility near Uckfield. Wealden District Council has received an Environmental Impact Assessment, EIA, screening request connected to potential proposals to create a battery energy storage system, a BESS, on land to the north of Bradford's Lane on the outskirts of Little Horsted. Such requests see potential developers, in this case Zenobi Energy Limited, ask councils to determine whether an EIA, a pre-application process used to identify whether a project will have any significant environmental effects, is considered to be a necessary step in the planning process. Due to their comprehensive scale and scope, EIAs only need to be undertaken for certain forms of development, usually those with the potential for a significant environmental impact. While not guaranteed to lead to a full planning application, such requests typically indicate developers are considering submission of proposals. Zenobi says it is considering the creation of a BESS facility with a storage capacity of up to 300 megawatts on the site. It says the facility would be likely to consist of multiple containerized lithium-ion battery storage units. The facility, if approved and built, would be expected to connect to the Little Horsted substation. It says this substation is currently under construction and not expected to enter operation until 2027. It said this facility would not meet the threshold for an EIA. Within its screening request, an agent for the energy company said, "The proposed development would store renewable energy and supply this energy back to the national grid when demand exceeds renewable energy supply. It would also help ensure that renewable energy production is not curtailed, thereby maximising domestic energy security. Furthermore, the proximity to the substation would prevent loss of energy during transfer, resulting in more efficient energy storage. The applicant respectfully requests WDC, Wealden District Council, to confirm that the proposed development does not constitute EIA development and that an EIA is therefore not required to support any forthcoming application for planning permission. Although no likely significant effects are expected, a comprehensive appraisal of the environmental effects outlined above, supported as relevant by a range of technical assessments, would be carried out and included in the application to WDC. In a decision notice published earlier this week, council planning officers confirmed such a development would not require an EIA to be undertaken. However, the council planning officers did indicate that any planning application on the proposals should include a number of other assessments. These, the officers said, should include a landscape and visual impact assessment, a heritage impact assessment, and a noise impact assessment, among others. Planning officers also said any planning application should include surveys to identify whether there are any notable or protected species on site, as well as written plans setting out how construction, maintenance, and decommissioning would be carried out.
Uckfield Town Council is delighted that the iconic High Street clock has been fully refurbished after a collaboration with new site tenants Greggs. The clock, which has hung on the front of the 49 High Street site since being donated by the Uckfield Rotary Club in 1980, was taken down shortly after the previous tenants, NatWest, left the site in March 2023. A town council spokesperson said, "A two-year process to restore the clock to working order has been frustrating for all involved, but with new site tenants secured, the project could properly get going again." James Hollingdale, Estates and Facilities Manager at Uckfield Town Council, added, "We are really pleased that the project of restoring the clock has finally been completed. It's been a long journey, complicated by a protracted process of new freeholders and tenants taking over the site, but Greggs have been extremely keen to assist us. Their efforts to restore the clock to proper working order and give it pride of place on the shop front once more have been really appreciated by the town council and the town's residents. Given the longer time span to get the project completed, both the town council and Greggs have been keen to make the most of the opportunity for repairs. The town council paid for a new master clock controller unit and DCF antenna, as well as hiring two engineers to complete the installation. Greggs played a huge role by removing, refurbishing and refitting the clock in its previous position. They were also responsible for refurbishing the Uckfield Rotary Club plaque, which details the history of the clock, as well as running a new electrical supply and arranging a specialist contractor to carry out the works. This all came at a cost to the company. The town council is hugely grateful for Greg's assistance in this project and wishes them all the best with their new store on the High Street, which opened on Friday, August the 8th, 2025.
A Cooksbridge man is voicing his and other residents' frustrations with the peeling and melting surface of their road. Alan Harwood, 58, of Chandler's Mead, said the issue started after the road was resurfaced during the June heatwave. He said the melting road material was sticking to people's shoes and vehicle tyres shortly after, and being trodden onto the pavement as well. Alan said he called East Sussex Highways several times about the issue, but was told they were satisfied with the work. East Sussex Highways has since said that the surface on Chandler's Mead was laid as part of a surface dressing program, which is different to resurfacing. Alan contacted the Sussex Express to say that the surface is still melting during hot weather. He said, "It's absolutely hideous. It's ridiculous. The council highways have come back with a decision that they're not going to do anything." He said, "We had temperatures over the weekend of around 24 or 25 degrees, and the surface was as bad as it was when it was 30 degrees. So this issue is not going away overnight." Alan said a Hamsey councillor told him that East Sussex County Council would steam clean his driveway. But he said there is no point in doing this if the road surface keeps coming up. Alan said he would like the work on the road to be redone. He said the roundabout outside, from number 8 all the way round, needs to be resurfaced. Most of the issues and the problems seem to be on the roundabout side of things, and now going up through the road where there's more heavy traffic. He also thinks the road surface in the turning circle of the roundabout is not being compacted enough to flatten it out properly. Alan visited the East Sussex Highways Balfour Beatty division. He said he met people from the operations team who said they would look into the issue. He described the meeting as very good, adding, "I did walk away feeling a little bit more positive." A spokesperson for East Sussex Highways said, We are in contact with Mr. Harwood about concerns that he has raised about the new tarmac on Chandler's Mead, which was laid as part of our surface dressing programme. Surface dressing sees roads coated with a thin layer of bitumen and stone chippings, and is a different process to resurfacing. The road has been inspected twice by our highway stewards, and no issues with the surface dressing have been found. We are continuing to monitor the road and will carry out repairs should they be necessary.
An application for a proposed 30-home development in Buxted has been made. People can view the details at publicnoticeportal.uk. Kitewood Estate Limited wants to demolish the vacant buildings and its outbuildings at Saxon Court High Street and build 30 residential dwellings with associated landscaping, on-site car parking, associated infrastructure and access to and from the A272. The application was submitted to Wealden District Council. The notice, published on August the 15th, said, "Any owner of the land or tenant who wishes to make representations about this application should write to the council within 21 days of the date of the notice."
And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.